love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
I watched Saltburn.
Oh.
It was Dawn?
That was real.
Drinking the bathwater?
Bro.
Gulp. Gulp.
2024, we're in.
Happy New Year.
You have new hair.
Oh, I have new hair.
You have new hair.
New year, new hair.
If you're listening in audio, he looks like Tekashi69.
Yes, I do. It's crazy, dude.
All those tattoos, too. This is wild.
Yeah. I took a week and I just really felt who I was. And I just did it everything. I did it yeah. everything is
and,
what I said.
Yeah, and you spelled house over your forehead in tattoos.
But
cool.
That's not how you say it.
House.
House.
Why were people eating grapes on New Year's? Women were eating grapes under tables on New Year's for good luck. What does that mean? Why wasn't I eating grapes under a table for New Year's?
You know what's crazy?
I kissed a woman on New Year's.
You did?
I kissed a
woman.
You
know what's funny? Me too.
Was it me?
We were in the same place. We made out with a lady in the same place. Are we Eskimo brothers, sorta? What does that mean?
What?
When you're in the same room, you're making out with someone.
Are you fucking the girl that I'm doing the intercourse with?
Are you doing the intercourse with her? Hold on.
I hope.
Intercourse.
Intercourse. What class is that?
Appetizer, intercourse.
Nobody heard me. Intercourse. What class is that?
I think you missed mine too.
I did. We need a live audience.
Yeah, we do. I'm sick of it.
Where's Jack's CTES?
You know what Jack's password is to his Mac? Insurrection. I'm sick of it.
I think he just hits his head on the keyboard and then it just enters in. We're only being mean to Jack because he's still in Philly.
Yeah.
We're here. We're back. We're ready to work. You know this. We don't like the break.
Hate it.
Hate the break.
Santa Claus, kill yourself. You know what I mean.
Speaking of that, is the Santa that we interviewed a couple weeks ago, is he doing all right?
No. No,
you don't think he's bagged out from the holidays?
No, he's doing great. He's doing great. He's the type of guy that if I knocked on his door and I went into his room at 8 in the morning, I think he'd be drinking a Yoo-Hoo. Does that make sense?
Dude, I had eggnog the other day with alcohol in it.
No.
I'm no better than that guy.
No. You know? No. Eggnog is a very unique thing to me because eggnog is like, I can do 4 sips of eggnog and I'm like, is this the best drink in the world?
Yeah.
And then that 5th sip, I'm like, this is wildly disgusting.
Yeah, you can't do a round 2 on eggnog. That's crazy. If somebody does a round 2 on eggnog, pat them down for anything metal.
Yeah, they're on a list, and it's not the Christmas one. All right, my boy. So
we don't like the break.
We don't like the break. Can we just get back to work? Out of the office, you're out of my life. You're fired now.
Yeah, it's been...
Give me ticket count.
And I know it's... Here's the problem. It's like...
Uh-oh.
Right when I feel like I'm starting to mellow out, that's when it's like, all right, we got to be back.
Yeah.
Because let's say everybody kind of from the 22nd on, maybe what, 8-9 days, they took some time off. And around like day 3, I'm still working. I'm fucking editing on like Christmas Eve. I'm Jewish. I don't know what else to do besides clips, right?
Yeah.
And then I finally start to settle in. And then I was like, oh, wait, work starts in a week. And now I'm back in. It's like, so it takes me a few days to settle out. And then I just ramp back up in.
Yeah. I can never, no, I can mellow, but I have moments of like sitting on a couch embracing a woman and be like, I don't have the edit
I need to get on a Peloton. I literally did that. I was sitting there and watched like 2 movies in a row and I was like, get me on a fucking, I got to do a thing. I was like, hey, listen, this is nothing against you. I got to do a thing. I can't.
Just a thing.
A thing.
Dude, I walked into just working out of my tonal for like I worked out twice in one day and not being like,
that's when you know you're losing it in life.
Yeah.
2 days?
2 days.
Talk to God.
But 2 days. I'm not in high school playing varsity football.
Yeah.
But it is like, I like it and I'm getting better at just being like, hey man, let's just hang out.
Correct.
It's good. But the shitty part is I have to justify it by saying this is good because my work in the future is going to be better. Everything yes. has to be rest framed
is,
like that.
No, I hear you. Yeah. Rest is a part of the creative process.
Yes.
Dumb. But yeah, I see both sides to it, you know, but after, well, here's what I did this year, which I thought was a great, I made content around the holidays and then it was like a 5-minute video and then I just pieced it out to be three different things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, editing as if it's a regular work week and I'm right. just dishing out content during the holidays. Yep. And I was like, oh, this kept me busy last year. I don't know what if I was doing that, but it kept me busy. And it also gave me something to do and like something to like slowly like post out.
Yeah, no, you have to, I think that's the best way. Cause it's like, it is, you're still in, it's in a weird way. You're like, it's still in the Christmas spirit, but you're still doing work.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because had I been putting out anything not Christmas related, people be like, why are you posting this? Shut the fuck up, it's holidays.
A GameCube video.
Yeah, dude, it feels insane to post anything that's like not, like just be like, oh, your boy who only eats Cheez-Its, it's New Year's Eve. Yeah. What does this have to do with anything?
Kiss someone.
But yeah, so anyways, I don't know, we're back, feels good. And then in a week, I'm so fucking tired. But yeah, today's, I just love fucking, when everything's going, everything's firing off.
Woke up, emails, thank God.
Yeah.
Can you send
finally,
me? Yes.
Good, been ready.
You know what's funny? 5 minutes into the emails, I'm like, what do you want? Come on, man.
Yeah,
come
it's on, never, bro. Dude, you know, oh God, this I'm the king of this. I go, all right, I'm gonna get a good night's sleep tonight, start this week fresh.
Yep.
And then I don't have a good sleep.
Don't. Terrible.
Why?
Don't know.
Is Helix still a sponsor?
No.
Then why the fuck don't I need one. I don't know what I need. But like when I woke up this morning.
You don't like your mattress?
I do, but I don't know. Like when I didn't get a good sleep and I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Dude, I had a Charlie horse.
Oh.
A my
Charlie
sleep,
horse?
Bro,
if D'Amelio?
Dude, I'm telling you. The middle of my night, I'm like grabbing onto my leg, like I'm trying to do like a jackknife into a off the high dive. I'm like, stop. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Stop.
You
what
had
is
a cramp
that?
During sex?
What? Yes, I have
had
that.
I had a cramp in both of my feet during fucking.
What?
Both of my feet.
Both your feet were out of order?
Yeah. It was in the.
Yeah, like, isn't that hilarious?
In
right
here.
What is that?
I don't know, but stop it.
Yes, yeah, stop.
I want to eat a banana. I'm trying to fuck.
It's. Can you imagine you start eating banana while fucking? That's a great visual. That's low-key a threesome if you think about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a high-key threesome. But it might be a plantain. Small dick joke. Guys, we're back.
Oh,
2024.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is. Yes.
That's not a great reaction.
No, I was processing. I didn't know plantains were smaller.
Yeah. Plantains are tiny, but huge.
I don't know if you guys heard when I was talking about this like 5 minutes ago. I saw movies. Multiple movies.
Hold on.
The one movie I watched.
Oh, yeah.
The one movie I watched to completion, I watched Saltburn.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah,
did you see it?
So here, okay.
Dude.
Give it to me.
Here's the thing. If I watch a movie, I either want a belly laugh or I want to watch something super artistic with great cinema and I can leave there being like, I'm a better filmmaker.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It felt like I was on a giant melatonin dream or like I took too much NyQuil PM because it starts off normal and this isn't going to give spoilers. Oh, you just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you guys listen to this show. You're
it's
not watching Saltburn anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But it starts off normal like any movie and you're like, cool, now some dude's dicking down the dirt and well, there's a man getting jerked off. And then you just wake up and you're like, cool, was that in my dreams? Was that real? Where'd the hot guy go?
I will say, first of all, who is that?
Jacob Lordy?
He's getting dicked down.
Jacob Lordy?
Lordy, he is my lord. Dude. This guy would get it.
The way that they filmed like the first like 30 minutes of that movie, I literally was like, maybe I'm bi. Like, I understand.
Bi,
this.
I'm
like,
full gay. That guy is hot.
And
dude,
he's just like
drinking the bathwater?
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that scene.
Gulp, gulp.
Dude, that scene was interesting.
All right, listen, we're not going to give anything away, but I really have to tell you guys this because just to give you any context. And I'm sure there's people that are listening to have
seen it. If you're going to see it, spoilers.
I'll give no context. A gentleman that was obsessed in some capacity to another gentleman saw the guy jerking off in a bath. And he came to completion in the bath, and once the water was going down, my man jumped in the bath and started drinking the water.
Yeah, first of all, he was going straight off imagination, no phones. Bro got that prison jerk off. He was in there. He wasn't jerking off to anything.
Oh, yeah.
No laptop. Wasn't it in like 2006, though?
Yeah, I don't think there was phones.
No, there was, because they would like text him and be like, hey, meet me by the
studio. Yeah, but like, I think they were doing like Nokia Razor.
Yeah, but there was like times they forgot what technology. Like, they're like, it's 2006, and the guy's on like a laptop. Like, it felt like, I was like, I don't know if they had that back then.
They had laptops. No, they did.
Listen, like, guys, what are we coming at Trevor all 2024?
No.
What are you, my fucking Charlie horse? What is it?
Oh, what I was going to say is, all right, let me hear your full review, by the way, before I jump into mine.
It felt like one of those movies where you're like, oh, and here is very clearly the end point. Oh, there's more. Oh, right, it's gonna end right here. Oh, there's more. It felt like they spent, it felt like the last like 10 minutes of it, or like maybe like 15, like the last chunk was like sped up. It felt like they spent all this time building, and then they're like, and here's what happened.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yes. Do they always do that?
Sometimes
I think they do. Well, it answers all the questions. Well, what do you think?
So, I globally liked the movie.
Globally?
Like my overall my overall feeling. We're talking about film.
You liked it when you watched it in Uganda?
Huh?
You say globally.
Yeah. Like a global feeling.
Okay.
Am I crazy here? Thank you.
No. You can't look at me and be like, globally is normally. But like, I'm globally horny right now.
I mean, I don't think you said, but like, you know, if you're looking at like a cut of something, right, of your own, and you're like, my global note here is this.
It does, the more you say it, the weirder it sounds. My big picture.
Okay. Same thing. My big picture feeling of it was good. No one behead me here. I think the script needed work. I think they undermined the entire intelligence of the audience to last like 5 minutes. Didn't need it. We knew. And also, I wanted to know so much more about the you know, I don't want to give anything away, but the crazy person. I wanted to know way more about him. And they didn't divulge anything.
Correct. Like,
he was the most fascinating character by fucking far.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't make me care about him at all. And that's why I kind of like when there's like psycho characters where you're kind of rooting for them in some way because you know they're like, it's like the Joker thing. It's like the Joker thing, right? You know his whole backstory. So you're like, yes, you don't want him to do bad stuff, but also you're like kind of in some weird way rooting for him. Mm-hmm. But there's no way to root for him at all because we know nothing about him.
Yeah, and maybe this is just like an artsy film thing, but like when they just end it and the bad guy wins, I'm like, whoa, I thought every movie had a happy ending.
I like when bad guys win.
Really?
Oh,
you would say that.
Yeah. Burn it down. I like it. Burn it down.
Well, there's a lot of logic flaw at the end. Like cops pull up and you're like, oh, they're just good with it. No questions here. All right. Whoop, whoop. We're good.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's what the logic in my head in movies doesn't track. When I'm like, well, clearly, huh?
What do you mean?
Like, when the police show up and nobody questions the fucking nuts guy, you know? And they're just like, hey, all right, your son, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Listen.
The whole thing was so fucking weird. And guys, if you want to, I'm going to say something. Just cover your ears if you don't want to hear the spoiler. Everything in that family was fine until one change happened, and then the whole family fell apart. No one was like, what's weird here?
Right.
What's different here? And that's what I'm talking about. The script needed so much work. And I found out through a friend that this person who wrote the script literally has said a million times, they do first drafts and that's it.
Really?
There's
why?
No notes. There's no any. It's, I don't know.
Dude, I want that in life. Here's my brand deal video. Boom. Hi, so we actually had a few no notes. First round. There you go.
There are people that exist in this world, and I'm sure there's companies that would be like, okay, with you.
Yeah,
where it's
yeah.
like, nope. And then you go, are you going to have that battle or take the art that's good?
That's true.
I liked it. But there were like weird things where like if you look back at it, you go, yeah, this is a first draft.
Okay. Yeah, it felt like they spent a lot of time setting up the story. Then the end just happened so quick. And I was like, oh.
And they just told a bunch of stuff at the end. And the whole time I'm like, hey, we know. Also, if you don't know, read a blog. But don't show. I hated that part.
That was my only problem with the movie was just explaining everything that he did in the sort of montage voiceover, but yeah. The actual ending scene, him dancing through the house.
See, I'm an idiot. I like stuff.
I
like
love that.
That
dude. That fucking shot was crazy. Also, his dong.
One shot. That was real. That was real. It wasn't prosthetic.
Yeah.
Anyone else go see it with a lady with a significant other? I watched it with my girlfriend, and I was expecting her, you know, Jacob Elordi to be like, oh man, yeah, he was so hot, but no, she's my girl, Barry Keoghan. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, more into him.
Yeah. So I felt a little insecure. For the next day or so.
No, you know? But you're hotter than him, so it's fine.
I don't know.
Nah, you are.
He's schlonged up.
He is, dude.
The Irish
up.
Be slonging.
Well.
No?
I don't know if that's the common theme.
I'd say so.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't.
I know
thought,
like one Irish
actual,
person
I
and I heard
opposite.
He's packing, so I don't know.
I thought exactly. What's his name? He's packing. Do you ever see a sex tape?
Who?
Who's the... Colin Farrell. I thought I wasn't going to get that. Colin Farrell.
Mm-mm.
Racked out. Can you say that for a guy? Don't care.
Racked out. You get cacked out.
Cocked up. Cocked up, ready to mingle. Have you ever seen a sex tape?
No.
Sir.
You've seen every sex tape, I think, ever out there.
Most famous people's sex tape. Because like someone will say something, and I'm like, oh, I know what I'm doing tonight. Looking at someone's famous dick. Dude, famous dick is most time, it's nice.
Think?
You see Paris Hilton's sex tape? That guy's slacked out.
Goddamn.
Michael Blaustein stand-up comedy tour 2024 coming right to your mother effing door. Guys, tickets are going crazy. January 25th, Dayton, Ohio. Sold out the first show. We added a second. Those tickets are already going. January 26th and 27th, two out of the four shows already sold out, and the other two are very close. Go get tickets. February 9th to 10th, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so freaking happy for those shows. Those tickets are going crazy. February 22nd to the 24th, Ontario. February 28th, the first theater of the mother freaking year. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Those tickets are going. February 29th, I'll be in Milwaukee. March 1st to the 2nd, I'll be in Chicago. March 8th, listen, New York City. Go grab your tickets. March 9th, I'll be in Atlanta. And listen, many, many more dates in 2024. Go to blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com.
Trevor Wallace, me. I am doing comedy in Salt Lake City, Miami, and Lexington, Kentucky in the new year. They are in the later half. They're in May, June, and July, shortly adding more shows. But hey, get those tickets now because those will sell out. Much love, trevorwallacecomedy.com. Watch my special, Prime, Pterodactyl, Amazon, Bezos.
November 14th.
November 14th. It's, you know, watch it on November 14th of 2024. Amazon Prime, Bezos.
Goddamn. Goddamn. But yeah, but hold on. Let's take a step back. I know we're like Siskel and Ebert in here, but let's just get happy that you watched the film.
I watched the film.
That's what I'm saying.
I felt artsy as fuck after. I'll tell you what. The next day I was cleaning my room, and for whatever, it was like pretty late. I was about to go to sleep because I was just doing laundry. So I put on just like relaxing like film, like not film music, but it sounded very like score, like what they use in movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, everything I did, I felt like I was in a movie. I like put up a t-shirt and then I held on to it a little longer and I was like, yeah. The scent of her lingers. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
You ever pretend you're in a movie?
Yeah, all the time.
Isn't that shit amazing?
Dude, I pretend I'm in a movie, not all the time, but like if I'm in a long hallway or I'm in a parking garage and I'm like alone late at night,
yeah.
I just pretend I'm like 007. I start looking around and shit. I put myself in like weird emotional situations, really, realistically, just to see if I can do it.
Music does everything. If we have the same conversation right now that we're having and you put the right film track under it, the right score, you can make anything sound so sad.
Yeah.
You'd be like, dude, my dog just got back from the vet with the wrong music. Uh-oh. Bark, bark, she's done.
100%. It came back taxidermied. It's dead.
Would you taxidermy GB?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's going to sit in the front seat of my car all the time. Yeah. My wife's going to be like, can we move her? No. Get in the back. I'm your Uber driver. I am, dude. I'm not, no, there's no way, man. There's no fucking way that... When that happens, first of all, when that happens, you guys will never see me again. It's over.
It
off of Marriott.
$5,000 to taxidermy Gigi.
Good. I'll do it twice. I'll give a shit.
This is surprising to me, though. It takes 6 to 8 months to taxidermy an animal.
No, not when you not when you do it Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I feel like
November 14th.
November 14th, Amazon Prime. Special. Dude, just fucking put it in a freezer and then put some Flexi-Seal over it.
Yeah, it's like, I'd probably do it myself.
You would do it.
Dude,
like
if
that.
You
I feel
ever
like
came into
there.
My apartment, you haven't seen me in 3 weeks, you can't get a hold of me, you come to my apartment, and I'm just taxidermy Gigi, what are you doing?
You know, I'm grabbing a camera, we're making an A24 film.
100%. Wow. Yeah, but I think you could probably, this is so wild, but take Gigi out of it for a second. I think you could like definitely learn how to taxidermy an animal on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably where it happens. Probably does it with a gopher.
Would you taxidermy?
Little Plute?
Yeah.
Nah.
Come on.
It would just make me
sad. Too much money?
No, it would just make me sad to see him as a whole but not moving.
Yeah, but he still looks happy.
Does he?
If you make him look happy, I make you do a big ass smile.
Yeah, I would do some, I don't know, I don't know. Get like, a, I don't know, I don't know.
You know what I do? I cut you's head off and put it on the wall like an elk. Like I did it.
Oh, and then put it above your head?
Yep.
Headboard?
Headboard.
Did I say that right?
You know what's the hottest thing ever is when you're going to the sex town and a woman is
holding. What town is that?
It's where you put it in the P and the V.
Holy How shit. Far is it from Flavortown?
Flavortown? It's I mean, it depends city. On if you're going downtown. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Downtown and Flavortown.
Wow. Going to Pound Town, they're going downtown to Flavortown. Pussy tastes good.
2024 New Year's resolution.
When a lady... I have a bed. Stop there. I have a bed. It's cool, man.
Very cool AI robot.
I have a bed that has bars on it. It sounds like a jail. Jesus Christ.
Bars?
Yeah. No, like I have a headboard and a footboard that has like metal, like black metal, like bars. I don't
like
know.
Slats?
They're not slats. They're like, it's a metal bed frame. So it has like poles.
Oh, yeah. You know so what? It's like see-through.
Yeah. I don't, how do you say that?
I think that's right. Yeah.
All
right.
Whatever. But nothing's hotter. But then when she's in the doggy burrow and she's holding, the visual of holding onto the fucking, the slats, whatever the fuck, on the headboard. Fuck. White knuckles.
Whoa.
God damn it. It's so hot.
Yeah. And what do you think it is? The fact that the grip or the fact that maybe it looks like there could be a jail scene going on?
POV. I think it's all of it, dude. I think it's all of it. And it's like my bedroom's like black. So it's like, you know, it's like emo-ish. I don't know why, like the visual of like the black metal woman holding with her like, you know, like hot woman hands. Do you like women's hands? Am I a weirdo? Well, yes, but.
Yeah, I think they're great. That it's not my sexual preference.
God, I think it's so, I'm in the extremities.
I like a good soft hand though, lotioned up, yes. Lathered up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Women be smelling good.
Feels like a goddamn paintbrush dipped in cocoa butter.
I like that visual. Let me tell you something.
Please do. That's what the point of the podcast is. You've been what? Say it.
I've been indulging in coconut oil. Big pause here.
Just everywhere?
Sorry.
Lather it up. Nothing. Can it go inside you?
Can go anywhere.
Does it
you
not
want
fuck up the sheets after?
Oh, my sheets are done. Don't give a fuck. It is.
Smells like an almond joy in there.
Oh. Good.
Still got it. 2024.
Still got it.
It's my dad's favorite candy. And Halloween, when I would get all my candy, he'd go through and be like, oh, don't worry, I'm just going to look for the good stuff. And then you'd take all my almond joys. I'm like, yeah, good. I don't give a shit.
What's the difference between an almond joy and a mound?
They both suck.
Okay. But
no, one is an almond,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I'm dumb as shit to almond joy does. I was a little bit ask.
Almond joy is literally the most mid candy in the world.
It's not. It's
bro, I was eating Fritos, the barbecue ones last night.
Oh, yeah.
The honey twist?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, how did that, like, imagine coming out with just normal-ass Cheetos and getting that, or Fritos and getting that off the ground. And people are like, yo, these are a hit. The original Fritos, does anybody like those? They taste like hot water. You like them?
They're only a vessel for bean dip and nachos.
Yeah, you have to dip it. I'm not, I would still eat them solo, to be fully honest. I'd still eat them solo.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
But the dip, if you go like a nice, like, spinach artichoke dip with the Fritos, bitch!
Fritos are the yellow Starburst of the chip pack. Somebody.
Oh, like I'm the variety pack.
Yeah, the variety thing. Yes, I agree. Yes.
The variety pack at every office, at the end of it, is always just Fritos and Lay's plain.
What's your favorite chip? Dude, in the variety.
Honestly, I like Cheetos. They fucking just hit every time.
Wow.
But I will say,
Cheetos over Cool Ranch?
Ooh.
Yeah. Cool Ranch, number one. Then it goes sour cream and onion. Then it might go Cheetos.
Probably Cool Ranch, then Cheetos. You know what I love is a good garden salsa.
Bitch, you're right.
From who them bitches? Sun Chips.
Sun Chips, garden salsa, go hard. Yeah.
Dude, but like the Fritos, the honey motherfucking twist ones.
Yeah.
I mean, night and day. Somebody told me after I posted that, because I said something like, make this man the CEO. Because, like, imagine, like, coming up with the original Fritos, and then the guy with a fucking massive hog one day goes, yo, smoky fucking sweet barbecue. Fire everybody.
Well, that guy had peyote and then came back and was like, what about this?
I have a vision.
Yes.
Like, dude, he probably blew the roof off that company on a Monday. Somebody told me the guy who invented Hot Cheetos was a janitor for the guy for Cheetos.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary about it.
Really?
On Hulu, I think.
Is he bagged out? He's got to be.
I mean, unless he didn't get F-U-C-K'd in the biz. You know how some people come up with massive ideas and someone goes, cool, I'll give you $5,000 for it. And they go, awesome. And yeah. Then it becomes like a conglomerate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Barry Gordy, I will say.
Oh, this is crazy. LA Times is saying he didn't actually, the guy, the janitor that claims he invented the Hot Cheetos, he didn't actually do it, but he did get bagged out just by going around and doing speaking gigs talking about how he was a janitor that invented Hot Cheetos.
Wait, I'm going to do it.
What?
That's I'm going
to
do that.
Actually a big janitor thing to do. What's that Good Will Hunting where he does it on the whiteboard?
Yeah.
And he's like, I invented the Hot Cheetos. And I was like, dude, you're crazy. And he's like, they're crazy good. Boom, billionaire.
Billionaire. Yeah, so he just like concocted the story. First of all, smartest janitor in the world. Concocted a story, then just walked around just doing that.
Did I ever tell you about my janitor in middle school, Mr. Hughes?
The guy who kissed you?
No, that was my uncle. But our janitor at lunch, dude, he was this jacked dude, Mr. Hughes. And if you threw trash or you were acting up, he put you on trash duty. And then you had to leave the table. Like one time I threw a milk carton and then I just feel a hand on my shoulder. He goes, you're on trash duty. So while everybody was eating at the tables, you'd have to sit in isolation at his little stop right out front. And then when people would go play, you'd have to go up and pick up trash. And you'd have to scrape gum.
Oof, yeah, I scraped so interns. Much gum. I scraped so much. My disciplinarian one time, I was in detention. I was always in fucking detention.
Disciplinarian, and you say nutrition is white.
I mean, it's equally as white. Nutrition is,
disciplinarian?
I will never get over it.
Disciplinarian, what's their job?
I went to private school, dude. I don't know what the hell, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a
you
whole thing.
You went to nutrition. You didn't have fucking recess. That's why you guys, eye-hand coordination sucks.
No, we had recess.
But like a small amount.
Recess pieces.
Yeah, I gotta go, guys.
What did I say? Oh, so during
the
what
Cold
is it?
War.
Fucking, yes, Russia. What is it? Detention. We had a sweep up. We had a sweep up. And the disciplinarian would like assist for some odd reason. This motherfucker would eat fries out of the, and just to like prove masculinity in some weird way, we thought it was cool as shit. We're like, this guy doesn't give a fuck. Fries, old fries.
Like, wait, eat fries out of what? The trash?
Out of the shit we swept on the ground. Because we would sweep.
Like and then he would eat
the
them?
Lunch room, cafeteria.
He would and eat them?
Yes. Not all of them.
Bro's the same diet as a dog. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, probably worse. But he would do it on some like, what's good? I don't give a shit. I'm a disciplinarian. Honk. And eat it. And we'd all be like, what? We thought it was the coolest thing ever.
What
now looking
fuck?
Back, it's a little weird.
Isn't that funny? What you thought was cool growing up now? You're like, how did I ever think that was cool?
Yeah. I mean, I thought olive suits were cool. I wore an olive suit to homecoming.
Saltburn, they wore olive.
They did.
Everybody was coming in that bitch.
Oh, in the movie.
Saltburn.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody got off. What? Real quick, one, and then we'll get back to the coconut oil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you, because the one scene that everybody was like nuts over was like the sister and then the mouth shot in the water. Did that do anything for you?
The mouth shot in the water?
Remember he went down.
Mm-hmm.
Went down.
Oh, Vampire Man.
Yeah, and then in the water, it had the shot, and then it showed, like, the blood on his mouth.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought he ate her out and had blood on his mouth.
Yeah, but, like, no, like, oh, gasp.
No.
I didn't find, nothing in the movie, like, it was obviously, there was stuff that was shocking, like banging the grave, kind of shocking, but I also thought that, like, it was, like, this is gonna sound crazy. I thought it was, like, kind of sweet, like... He loved him.
That was sweet.
It was like this desperate kind of
love.
You know? And
that,
like
the grave thing was the only thing in there that I was like, bro, this is I've never seen something this like I don't even know. I don't even know what the word is, but like this like feeling I've never
heavy,
ever
yeah.
seen before.
Yeah.
But the whole eating out the blood, whatever. Guys, I'm so sorry you haven't seen the movie. Wait, none of this is going to make sense.
But why would he off the man if he was so in love with him?
I think that's the
he loved them so much he had to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that my take is necessarily true. I do think that like he was obsessed with status and wealth and with what this place represented to him, and ultimately that was more important to him than his love for this guy. But I think it's like you love him so much you want to be him and you want everything that he has, you know. And so it's like, I don't know. It was, I mean, it's fucking weird, but like
I think love and infatuation is pretty close. Mm. So I think like I think he was going back and forth between like I love him and infatuation. And it's like at some point you realize that like this relationship that you fantasize you guys will kind of be with, you guys will be together in this world. He realized in that moment that that's not going to happen. So now he has to like move past the infatuation and
I would rather still have this place.
Correct.
Than any, yeah.
Yes. Hmm. That scene where he like went down. Yeah, I mean that was a lot.
Bro was horned up.
I mean he was horny.
That house had horny tension to it. It looked very quiet in there. There was no like white noise machines, no ceiling fans.
No, just like, ghosts.
Alone with your thoughts, you're gonna get horny. You're gonna get skirt, 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 skirt. Dude, the butler walking around. Clean up on aisle three. Come in here. Yeah, some tension floating in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn.
Speaking of tension, dude.
Coconut oil. Spoilers over.
Buddy, you like you.
Here's
like,
a spoiler. You came.
You have to. You have. It is. Everything is just slip sliding. Everything is just like. I talk about wet. Everything is wet. Just every part of it, and it like
the has nooks and crannies.
Yeah, but yes, but like everything, everything is hot. Everything is
but
just
afterwards, aren't you? Like I feel like a 7-Eleven taquito.
100%.
Okay.
You feel like you're about to be an egg. You feel like you're a frying pan someone's about to put an egg on you.
And then you just go to sleep.
No, but that's why you have a shower, and that's why you have a washing machine for the sheets. It's fine.
So are you doing like, because this was like the first kind of like porn I can remember like being interested in was like literally fucking oiled up. Like everything's covered in oil, like slippery.
It's like a holographic porn.
Yes.
Hey! I would say that was like my vision of it.
Yeah.
But through execution, it was maybe like, I would say like if that's 100% fully, I would say we're looking at about maybe 40%.
Does it have any benefits on your skin? Like the next day, were you like softer?
I don't know, but definitely coconut oil is probably not bad for your skin. But yeah, so maybe you can like consistently use it all the time and probably be like making a little bit of glow.
Fun.
But it was just like it. I mean, you've used lube before, I'm assuming, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like I think I'll talk to myself. I forget how good lube is. Like it is literally for me, it's like night and day. Like everything is just ready all of the time. Mm-hmm. There's no like, obviously even with lube, you need to have a little warm up session. We all know that.
Right.
But like everything is just like, it's just like sex ready. It's so fucking hot. Mm-hmm. Are you not on board with this?
I feel like you'd be anti-lube because I feel like you're like Mr. Do-It-Yourself. You're Mr. IKEA in that puss.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, sort of, but like.
Yeah, but, you know, like, aren't you that, like, I made it wet. I did this. I made it fucking slip slide.
I hear what you're saying, but no.
Really?
I think I'm a mix because it wasn't just like, let's dive
what,
in.
Part Yorkie?
/2024 still got it.
Unfortunately, I still got it.
I don't know.
You're a mix.
I'm a mix.
A little bit of. You're like an Arnold Palmer in that pussy.
Yes, I start with lemonade and I end with ice dick.
You pee on her.
Yup.
I'm losing it.
So, I am too. I lost it when we first started the Arnold Palmer thing. But I start with the IKEA. I get it ready.
And that's your whipped cream on top.
Yes. And then
you make the cake, here's the frosting.
Yes, I'm the chef. And then just
dude, imagine going to somebody's birthday party and they have a cake with no frosting. It's just the bread.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not a big frosting guy.
What?
I mean, sure.
But it's just yellow sponge cake with candles in it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, this is
normal.
Well,
I would look at it and be like, okay, there's obviously some
cake has alopecia.
Some domestic violence happening in this household. This is not a sane household.
Right.
But yeah. But anyways, dude, you got like this is the like evolution of our relationship. I pitch something, you're like, it's fine. And then I just want to talk to you in 6 months when I finally force this down your throat where you go, all right, let me try it.
What are you forcing down my throat?
The coconut oil. Good. Just for me.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Just for me. You like, I was wrong with defeat. You don't like defeat. But I was right in some other ways. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with you, you just, it sounds messy, and it is, but it's like a hot messy.
What kind of sheets do you have?
White.
Just normal satin, cotton, linen shit?
This more, yeah, normal cotton. Here's the thing, though. One of the coconut oil sessions, I did a little wash, no stains.
Sessions.
The second, well, dude, everything's slip, slide, and slip. You can do sessions.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah. but the second time, I haven't washed them, and there's no, have you ever put like, well, I use baby oil to jerk off, so sometimes I'll have like, I have like oil, like stains, I guess.
Do you really? But,
I mean, I have to wash the sheet, they go away.
Bro, I can't wait to go in there with a black light and just see what's going on in there. It's going to look like the ceiling of a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I mean, worse. But they'll be like constellations. It's terrible. Anyways, and it smells nice. It's so hot. And you could give like a massage. It's fucking hot. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, you just massage, and then you're fucking, but you're also massaging.
Yeah, feels like limitless.
Oh, damn it!
I'm proud of you, man. Look, I know it's hot. People have been pitching it for years. Who was the dude that had the sex tape? Jay Alvarez?
Yes. Was it what was that? You think it was coconut oil?
Wasn't it? Didn't they pour it out of like a tea kettle?
I don't know.
It was like warm or something?
I didn't make it through that far.
Hey.
They fucked like 3 minutes, and I was like, I came immediately. They're both so attractive. Jay Alvarez, where's he?
Fucking.
Yeah, it has to be. Just bagged out somewhere.
His name just sounds like a performer name. Like you're born with that name, you're like, oh, okay, cool, famous.
Yeah, he just sounds like a Latin singer.
Yes.
That like we don't super know, but then he goes to like wherever and just like Venezuela and just like 40,000 seats.
Unreal.
Unreal. Bad Bunny got a big ass dig too. What are you looking at, Gabe?
Oh, I was looking up, it was coconut oil in the Jay Alvarez video.
God. It's so
maybe
weird.
That's where you got the inspo. You got inspired. Or you got the like, I'ma do that.
Maybe. But I'm on board with what Gabe was saying. I've seen different porns where like, people are all lubed up and I'm like, I need to try that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Alvarez thing for sure was a big inspo for that. Also got a sex pillow. Anyone else?
What?
Sex pillow.
You
got
have
one.
You have a what
sir?
For Christmas?
What is a sex pillow? Wait, Google this. What is this? Santa jammed the shit down the chimney? A sex pillow? Bro is turning his room into a BDSM sanctuary. You got prison bars. You got a sex pillow.
That this will.
Bro.
This, no.
Wait.
No.
With a dildo on
you,
it?
You guys can. Yes, that's the one I have.
Wait, what is this?
Dude, you put in different positions, man. And it puts sounds people great. In angle. Oh. Dude, it is like that angle right there. You see it all the way right? Dog. It's,
what the hell?
Dude, but I'm telling you, bro, that's also an amazing position. It puts the lady in a position and comfortably where they can just sit. I mean, dude, no?
That's insanely hot. Yeah, where'd you get it? Amazon?
No, I went to a sex store.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about that. You went to a sex store? Broad daylight? Hi, I'm Michael Blaustein. Can I have a fucking cheese block pillow?
Broad daylight. Bro,
with a lady or by yourself?
Yeah, yeah, with a lady.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got to go with a lady.
Yeah. Dude, they were like, the woman that was working there was so, I mean, I guess you have to be like not weird, mm-hmm. like not weirded out by like what's happening because everyone is doing that.
Yeah, she's a butt plug in.
Yeah, she answered it. She, but she was just like, what's what you guys are looking for? Like she was just so helpful and we were just being so open and then she was just being like, oh, well, I wouldn't do this when I would do this one. And but like, it was like, she was like instantly
yeah, it'd be weird if she was like insecure. She's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean. Yeah.
Ooh, this one has balls on it.
Cooties. And just ran away.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was dude.
Is it inflatable or is it?
No, it's like it's not inflatable.
Where do you keep it after? Oh
Gigi's
no.
Bed.
I was just gonna say you probably put it somewhere fucking fried. You probably either one, sleep on it so you can smell it, two, sit on it in your fucking boosters in your car. There's no way it's in a normal. The man has left the room. There's no way it's in a normal
fucking
place.
Fucking boost the seat. Oh,
dude,
shit.
You know what? You probably use it as like a squatty potty type thing, don't
That's
you?
That's not a bad idea.
Please, Dave, where do you think it is? I think it's somewhere near Gigi. I think it's got to be like somewhere near the crate.
Yeah, I for sure think you. Well, probably what happens, you keep it like just like near your bed. You're like, I don't want it on the bed, but I'm gonna put it next to the bed. And then you walk in there some mornings, and Gigi's just fucking
bro, it's gonna
sleeping
be
on
for
it.
Ride. Please tell me where.
It's not super far, but you guys are like right. You guys know me really well. So Gigi's hush is right next to the bed, like next to the bed. And it's a, you know, big crate, whatever. And it has a nice little blanket over because she's a parrot. and it just sits on the crate.
On top of it?
On top of the crate. But I will say it's a little camouflage because the blanket that I use for Gigi is like this like black blanket. And then the sex pillow is black. It's like the same... same fabric.
Yeah,
it's not like there's something on it kind of looks like it's part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just there.
Does she think that it's nighttime in her crate when you like a bird does?
I think she does, yeah. I think she does. For sure.
Is the sex pillow washable? How do you wash
it? Yeah, it has a little it's like a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I know that you guys are on board like in your brain like verbally. It just changes. You hit angles that are just not you can't do unless you're like a Russian gymnast.
Does it come with instructions and positions you can do?
It doesn't come with instructions. There's like a HelloFresh bag. Yeah, some illustration, like a little paprika. But there's some like illustrations on the front of it.
Yeah.
To like kind of starter positions. But yeah. there's whole fucking videos, which I haven't done, but I would love to do a little a little deep dive into like what.
Oh, you diving deep for sure.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. You can get deep.
Damn.
Yeah, you can get deep. You can get Submariner deep. You can look at the goddamn Titanic while you're blowing up. Sperm.
Yeah, I'd be down to try it.
Dude, you have to. It's fucking...
Can I borrow the pillow?
Yeah. they're oddly expensive. You're like, this is a pillow.
They know because they're selling to horny people. Horny people will spend money.
Yeah. Oh, it
That's
also...
how strip clubs work.
Dude, it also... I didn't tell you this.
Bluetooth. It warms up.
I would love that. I'd love a little hole where you could fuck, but none of that's real. The one I got, one side has like it is like shaped like this, so you can rock back and forth.
What the hell?
And the other side is normal, but like the one side is like training wheels, or like if you get tired or something. But it kind of helps to it like literally goes like this. It just rocks back and forth. It's kind of cool. We actually haven't tried that.
How much
side
was
of it?
It?
I think it was like $100. Yeah.
But you can do this with regular pillows, right? It's just not as good.
Yeah, you can. But the problem about the regular pillow is it's like it sinks. Mm. This is like comfortable, but it doesn't. It's like comfortable but firm, and it doesn't sink. And it's like it's shaped like a wedge. So you saw like what you can angles.
Yeah, yeah.
So she can put herself in a position, and she's like super comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
dude,
now,
it's
do,
like,
you, do you think you're gonna have to use that every single time? Like if you're on the road, what are you bringing that shit?
No. I mean.
Honey, we're going to Hawaii. Bring the pillow.
I mean,
you're sleeping on the flight.
I think that no. It's like the quick answer is no. Like, there's so many times, not so many times. There's been enough times where like no one is like, let's grab the pillow. It's just like we have normal non-pillow sex. But it's like a nice little like, hey, let's switch it up. Mm. It's dude, you. I highly, highly, highly recommend coconut oil, sex pillow. Oof. Got a cock ring. My life's in shambles.
Did you really? I'm curious on your thoughts on it. I tried it once and it made my whole body shake and I got nervous.
So, I don't think I could stay. We've talked about this before and we both had the same sort of like resolution on it where like I guess the ones that you and I bought, not together, but it was like small. Like it was hurting my dick. But this one, the one that was chosen, I shit you not. I can't believe I haven't talked about this yet. I shit you not. The lady and the woman that worked there, like, were like, oh, this one, how about this one? And they picked one, and they're like, oh, this is like the, it was like Goldilocks. Like, she was like, this is the one that da da da. And I'm looking at that thing, and I'm like, I hope that I got enough girth for that. Because it looked wide.
Uh-huh. What are we talking, like a Livestrong bracelet?
You're on fire, dog. You're on fire right now.
Thank you. I love boobies bracelet. What are we talking about?
I mean, dude, I think I feel like I'm ushering this episode and you're just coming with haymakers.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't even know what the fuck I'm drinking over here.
Give me one.
You want some?
Sure.
It's Kim Kardashian's. Here's the thing. This is probably the
Kim
biggest.
Kim Kardashian?
The biggest perk about being an influencer is energy drinks just show up to your house. Yeah. I don't know how you got my address, but I'll take it. That's and then I'll so inevitably funny. Drink it on a camera somewhere. And then their marketing person can be like, see, no wonder we sent Trevor our Alani by Kim K. No, I don't know.
I mean, I don't care. We got sidetracked here. So I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, I swear to God, I don't have. I look at it and go, we're close. Like, we're close. So we like got back, and I'm like, I would take it out of the wrapper, and thank the fucking God.
Was it adjustable, like a snapback?
I fucking wish, because I was one notch.
One size dick saw.
I put it on, and I was like, this barely.
But
like,
it does.
It does. It's a. There's enough girth there to like keep it on.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
it's like a watch you buy in college. Just like the biggest head you can buy, and it's all sliding around.
Dude, it was like it wasn't sliding around, but like we're almost there.
Yeah.
And, but it's like I'm like if we're 100% hard, it's on. Okay, it's on. But if you go down, you know, sometimes you're like I'm 100, I'm 94, I'm 89, now I'm back up to 100. When we go from 100 to 92, that bitch slip sliding.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's, I'm not shitting you, bro. It's like almost that. Plus like the vibrator thing.
And so, but how does it work well?
Yes. It feels, I didn't think.
On you?
Dog. I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought I was like, oh, this is for her pleasure.
You put it in your ass. You're like, wait, this is for you.
Buddy, we've done a lot of, that thing has seen. Some places where the sun doesn't go to.
You put it in your ass?
I mean, on it. My ass was like,
table for one, please.
dude, it was, yeah. But it's fucking great. But again, I thought it was like, oh,
and
this
did it help?
Yeah.
We're doing it. We're live.
To the moon, live.
We're 4th of July. We're fucking New Year's Eve at midnight.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Solution.
Yeah. Salute. Shun.
Salute.
Salute.
Salute. Loot. That's my cat. Loot.
It is.
Cat. Vagina.
Whoa. Pussy. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a.
That's great.
I can't believe we haven't talked since all of that happened.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
On the podcast. I mean.
Yeah.
Wow. Saw the sunset last night. Yesterday. What? Yeah.
Are you?
A person?
Human?
No.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean? Micah does it every night.
I mean, but I'm saying, like, I went to do it.
Where'd that's you go? Isn't it funny? It's a free show every night.
Yeah. You don't got to pay nothing. Well, it's $6.
Parking?
The park, yeah.
Where were you? Beach?
Yeah.
Santa Monica?
Yeah.
The grassy park over there?
No, it was like actual beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you watched the sunset?
Yeah, on the beach. It was nice.
And what'd you say when the sun was setting?
Captain.
Dude, that's some fucking lovey-dovey shit.
Yeah, that's what's so funny about the way that I'm like, the way that I'm configured as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, huh?
Globally.
Yeah, where my global perception of me. Yeah. It's like, it is like a Coke and I fucking hold the bar. Yeah, put it in my ass. And I'm also like, can you grab the corner of that blanket and just, here we go. Did we get enough sand? Yeah.
And like, sand on the sandwich.
Did we get enough? Did we get the right fruit from Whole Foods? We can go back if you, like that. It's so funny.
It's the duality of a man.
Duality of a man.
And some people don't have, they only have one side of that.
Yeah.
And there's if you're only two, like, oh, did we get the right, and the grapes, and the, we never found out grapes in New Year's. Oh, then she's like, God, I love him, but like, I wish I had some, like, fucking, and then she cheats on you. But then if you're two, like, alpha beef jerky for breakfast, then she fucks the nice guy at the office, the guy who wears a sweater.
Listen, what we're saying is.
You're the perfect man.
No, what we're saying is, no one's winning, everyone's getting cheated on.
No, because you got to fit both. You bring the alpha, but you also bring the beta.
Yeah. I'm perfect. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I literally just, I'm trying to help you out.
Thank you, man.
And I'm just like too alpha, and that's my problem.
Dude, everyone's like, how's Trav like in person? Yeah. I'm like, dude, he's just like, he's really nice and funny, but like he's too alpha.
Just too alpha.
Like, it's just like you walk around, you like yeah. fight people all the time.
He turns a steering wheel with his teeth. It's really weird.
It's, you don't even need to. Yeah. Well,
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
The grapes.
Grapes under a table for like yeah. good luck in the new year.
Yeah, each grape represents one of the months of the new year.
You gotta eat 12 of them bitches?
Is this new? Has this always been going on?
No, this is like an old tradition. Some Every cultures is under the table at the stroke of midnight. In Ireland, though, instead of getting under the table, they open the doors and windows so you can let out the new year cold. Or the old year and let in the new year.
Too cold. Under the table is nice. You get head.
Do you guys do that in beer pong? In like high school, if you trolled, you didn't make any cups, you had to sit under the table for a full game.
No, but that's so funny.
Dude, we did that. Do you know about that?
No.
I knew about it.
Everybody did that for where I grew up. But like, yeah, you don't make any cups. The whole next game, when there's other people playing, you have to sit under the table.
That's so
literally
great.
Just like a cat, just in fetal position. And everybody's like, ha ha, troll. Like, imagine trying to get pussy that night.
No, zero. You're not like,
no girl's gonna be like, oh,
I,
no,
I fuck the troll.
I topped off the troll.
But I don't? But do you know how cool and hot you are if you were the troll and still?
Yeah. Like, well, you have a redemption. You go, let me play another game.
And then you still don't make cups?
Dude.
You won't get laid for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, the bar is low in high school. You make like you make that game winning cup and then you fucking dap your boy up. Or girl's like, oh my blank.
There is nothing.
I wish my pussy was a red solo cup.
There's nothing. I mean, yes. The answer is yes. Is there something more fun than beer pong? Of course. But it's like, it's in the top 10. If you're like on fire, like with your homie, and you're just like running through
dude,
people.
Even when you're playing with a hot chick and you're just pulling the fucking weight and you're like, nah, I got it. Or like you shoot it, she bounces. You're like, are we in fucking love?
Yes.
You get game plans. You bounce. I shoot.
And then you go, oh my
God. Dude, that was like, oh my God. But when you make that last cup, I'm like, I start looking around. I'm like, is anybody filming this for ESPN Top 10? Yeah. Like, is anybody?
The fact that Puma hasn't signed me right now is crazy.
Oh, the noise it makes. And
then everyone freaks out, dude. But running the table like 10 games in a row, holy shit. But I will say that 10th game, I am very good at beer pong when I'm like sober or like maybe one or two games, three games. When I start getting like drunk, I'm the opposite. You know, people get drunk and they get better. Mm. When I get drunk, I get worse.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like after a certain point, I'm like, all right, I'm done here. Like, I just mentally I'm bored. I'm like, three games in a row, like, I don't want to be home.
Oh, really?
The hot chicks are leaving. Well, if you've been running the table, like, all night, which I would never was that guy, but, like, I'd have a friend who, him and his team would be on there, like, literally all night. And I'm like, what? You're not bored?
Yeah.
You well, do this?
It's so fun, dude. I can
it
do
is.
It all day.
But I'm saying after a certain point, you're like, oh, I'm missing the whole party.
Yes.
Because eventually the group's around you, and then it kind of diverses and, like, separates. You're like, no, I want to mingle.
Yeah, I'm a big, like, I enjoy having something to do during the party, if that makes sense, and not, like, having to walk around, like, hey, boo, like, that whole, I guess, mingling. So being, like, that person gives me something to do, and then also puts you in the center of, like, attention. So then you look around, and you're like, hey, you just talk to girls, like, in the game, whatever. So that's what I always fucking absolutely love. Dude, I had a beer pong table in my, like, apartment, just always set up. We would practice with water just all the time.
Just bored. Literally, why not?
Yeah, just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Did you guys hear that Gypsy Rose?
I don't even know who that is.
It's
no idea.
Pretty insane story. This girl.
I do know this story, but keep going.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So this is a story about a girl named Gypsy Rose. According to her mom, she suffered from leukemia and muscular dystrophy.
Oh, I do know about this.
Yeah, and all of these problems. But it turns out that the mom was suffering from this thing called Munchausen's by proxy, which is an...
Munchausen's? Uh-huh. That's what I've been doing to... See?
That sounds like the name of like the Keebler elves. The Munchausen's are out!
But it's this mental illness where you sort of start projecting that someone that you care about is really sick and has all these illnesses that they don't have so that you can take care of them. So her mom... convinced everyone that she had all these illnesses and was younger than she was. So she was actually an adult woman, but her mom kept changing her birth certificate, like forging it to make it seem like she was still underage.
Dog, can I just say one thing? And maybe you're going, the worst thing, this is all horrendous, but the worst thing to me is that the mom got the daughter like 15 surgeries
yes.
that she didn't need.
So this was like this from the jump, like even when she was a child?
When she was a baby, right from the jump, her mom claimed that she had sleep apnea. When she was 8 years old, her mom described her as suffering from leukemia and muscular dystrophy and said she required a wheelchair and a feeding tube.
Oh, yeah, the feeding tube thing.
But she didn't need
me,
any of this?
She didn't need any of it. She was
and the mom
healthy.
Was doing this because this disease makes you want to take care of a sick person?
It's really complicated, right?
Just like, play I don't. Fucking Sims, you whore. I don't know if I could. Well.
Yeah, no respect to her. I think you can say whatever you want. Yeah.
Bitch, whore.
But like.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
But like, yeah, like, I don't. It's pretty complicated. I don't know if it's because, like, you like the attention that you get from, like, oh, you're such a great mom. Look at, like, what a good caretaker you are.
Like Neopets.
Or if I wonder if it's, like, the like somewhere connected in the brain the same way. You talk about, like, we talk about cute aggression, right? I almost wonder if it's maybe tied somewhere to that, where it's, like, this thing of, like, I love, like, taking care of something sick or something that needs me.
I think it has to do with some of that, but I also think it has a lot to do with, like, you're not leaving me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense too, because of the fact that she kept changing her birth certificate so that she's always a kid.
What?
What
state is this in?
This was in
Arkansas.
Well, they went from Louisiana to Missouri.
Okay.
Well, also LMNOP. Would like to say this: it wasn't two surgeries; it was like 10. Not one time. Was a doctor or a mother effing surgeon being
like...
Bro,
it's Louisiana. Oh, they got paid fucking Bojangles to do this shit.
100%. It was a crawfish doing the goddamn surgery.
But no, like that, she kept having to find new doctors because doctors were like, this isn't... Some of them did do the surgeries, like did this, but she kept having...
But they didn't like call the cops and be like, this lady's insane. They're like, nah, she's good.
I guess so. Yeah, apparently...
There's too many professionals that this woman had to talk to that to get these surgeries... It something's weird because not one fucking doctor was like, this woman's off the rails.
So when did she realize that her mom was controlling her life? And then at what age did she?
So I think
off her and how did she?
So I think that there was a couple. Well, so here, just a little more context. Shout out Zach just texted and said that the mom was in jail when Gypsy Rose was young. And so she developed a huge fear of losing her, I guess, which could maybe speak to the psychological thing of why you would have this. But I don't remember the specifics, but there was one point where like she let Gypsy Rose go to like some kind of like a convention or something where she met some friends and tried to escape like young, like maybe like early teenage years.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm getting the timeline wrong. Her mom caught wind of it, stopped it.
What was the mom in jail for? Do we know?
I don't know. I can try to find out.
Wow.
But the eventual way that I think that this went down was that she met a guy online. Had an online relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend with some guy
Bumble?
Who was like, I'm unsure where they met. Maybe Facebook. This guy is obviously like pretty clearly troubled because she goes like, hey, I want you to murder my mom. And he's like, cool, bet.
But when did she know that her mom was starting to be like, okay, I don't like, when did she know that her mom was controlling her? And then she's
well,
like,
bro,
all right.
She put her in a wheelchair and she knew that she could walk.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gotta be
like,
crazy.
Like, muscular dystrophy, you can't, I'm sure there's like variations of it, of course, but like, you can't really walk. So she was in a wheelchair.
And she was telling her she had it?
Yes. Knowing
and she's
that
like,
she could walk.
I can literally do jumping jacks. And
100%. Watch me do the limbo, huh? Oh,
yeah, that's. Okay, so.
Okay, so. It seems like she, according to statements, it seems like she kind of knew something was wrong for a long time. Because there was an interview where Gypsy said that for 14 years, she wasn't sure of her actual age. And her mom was being really weird about like cagey about it and said, oh, your birth certificate got destroyed in Hurricane Katrina and blah, blah, blah.
But what would she do for her birthday every year? Just bring out a cake with no candles?
Yeah, I guess.
Talk about a no icing cake. Callback.
So it looks like this had been going on for years. She had been kind of trying to like make relationships and get out of it. And her mom kept kind of stopping it. She eventually figured out how to like get on the internet without her mom knowing. So like after her mom would go to bed, she would go on. So she met the boyfriend on
By the way, Netflix is fucking working their ass off right now to get this documentary
It's already,
out.
Well, they made a show on Hulu about this. Like a fictional.
It's about her or it's like.
Literally her story.
Like scripted?
Yeah, it came out
already?
Like 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah, because the reason this is in the news right now is because this girl, so we'll get here, but basically, so she
also, we're doing a crime podcast.
Yeah,
right
we're
now.
A true crime podcast.
I kind of like it.
No, first of all, I do like it. And we'll cut this if this is too much. Easy. We find a crazy crime. He reads it. We go, whoa, crazy. This is awesome.
Yeah, but it's not funny. Yeah, I mean, but, you can make it funny, but not this.
Can't. But how, this is, let's do another. Sith crime. This is so easy. Game, find some crazy stuff. You read to us. Yeah. And we go, whoa, insane. What's her name?
That's
Gypsy
every
Road?
Fucking.
I know.
Yeah. We're working too hard. We're spewing out hours of comedy for no fucking reason.
One, yeah.
No, people do care.
People care so
and they're
much.
They're listening right now.
Yeah.
But when we start doing Fridays, our ghost stories, ooh.
So, dude.
Sith Talks After Dark. There was a man with a bridge.
With a bridge?
Not anymore.
Oh, he's dead.
So she meets this guy on a Christian dating website.
What the fuck?
He has a criminal record for indecent exposure and a history of mental illness.
I like this guy.
She...
What? What? Jesus fucking Christ.
How do you like this guy on a Christian mingle site? No one? This guy is a record. Well, I guess you don't have to submit a record.
Yeah, I don't know. I also just think they're looking for applicants. They're like, we're just trying to be up to with Hinge.
100%. Okay.
So eventually they get into a relationship.
What age did she put for her dating profile?
That's a really good point. I'm unsure.
Anonymous.
Just this emoji. So they meet on there. And
they meet
then
on
she's
there.
Like,
she spills everything
your,
to him.
An
like,
astrology sign? Also, my mom's a bitch.
Also, yeah, I don't have much of this.
So...
Yeah, so, so
wow, this is fascinating.
So 2015, so looks like it happened.
2015 is when they got her, or that's when they met?
That's when she got.
The mom?
Who got?
The,
oh,
the mom got.
Oh, the mom's been out for like done
a while ago. So
JFK'd?
Yeah, gatted. So
how do they
it
do
was
it?
A gun?
No, it was a.
Oh, this is where it gets dark.
It was a knife. What was wild about this too was the boy. So. Okay, so we'll come back to this. Basically, the reason that this is in the news right now is because at first, this is when this hits the headlines, no one knows that she has this Munchausen's by proxy thing. So everyone's like,
right.
Holy fuck, this girl and her boyfriend murdered her mom and she goes to jail, like whole thing. Yeah. And then they find out what really happened. And now Gypsy Rose has become like a very like sympathetic person because
yeah, of course.
This is the only option that she thought that she had, right? Like she grew up in this fucked up environment. So she's been released from prison now. Boyfriend's still in prison. I think probably will be for a long time because he also, after he killed the mom.
Boyfriend's still in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude.
He's the one that did it.
She didn't do it?
She didn't do it. She gave him the stuff and said, and he said, I'll do it. And, you know, he's like, yeah, I love you. I want to help you. Realistically, he's just a crazy person. Like, he also was like, hey, can we go, like, have sex in the room after, since I just killed her? And she was like, no. Like, that's not what this is about for me.
I almost just threw up.
Yeah. Pretty fucking crazy. Anyway, so she's out of prison now. She was just released. And
how long was she in prison for?
I guess like what? Let's see, 2015 to 2024. Hold on, I can cut.
Dude, the guy being locked up is still locked up.
But he did. I mean, he did it.
I know, but like in his head, he's probably like, well, I don't know if he's getting the news in there, but he's like, oh hell yeah, we free, and she's like, we.
That's true.
So she was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Wow. Only 10?
Yeah, that seems low.
I think it's with the circumstances, right? Like once they got into the trial and the investigation, it was like, but yes, like you still, like she didn't do the actual murder. Like, and
then
like,
they had like a detective on the case while she was like in jail or something. Like it always blows my mind when like she gets unraveled after. Cause they're like, oh, somebody was actively working on this.
I mean, bro,
in my head, it's like, once you're in jail, you're done. You're just like, you're in jail. You're in
jail. Will bet $1 million at A24 right now is filming it. So Matthew McConaughey is a director. 100%.
And who's going to play the mom? Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates.
I love her.
She's so good. And I think...
who's going to play Gypsy? 3, 2, 1, Sydney Sweeney. Bro, I'm naming people right now.
Bro.
She's so hot.
So the way when they filmed the actual... I'll show you the casting for the Hulu show and then the actual people. But this is the Hulu show. So they had Patricia Arquette play the mom.
Wow.
And then,
this already came out?
Yeah, again, this was like... 2018 is when the show came out.
Who's that lady? She looks so familiar.
That's Patricia Arquette.
No, not the who played.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow,
that actor.
So she's out now.
Yes,
and she's immediately hit TikTok, and I mean she's doing numbers. We're talking Matt Rife, early 2022. I mean she's doing numbers. Yeah, 6.2.
Oh my god,
6.2 million. In like a week. She's the only person doing fucking views on TikTok,
dude. 60. This is what happened to our views. She took them. Dude, 66.3 mil?
Good. She deserves it.
She I know. Does, she
dude.
Really
she deserves
did, like,
more than this.
Good for her. Like, she's going to get, I mean, she's
going to
get the
a,
bag.
Yeah,
she has
public
a book,
speaker. Yeah,
book
yeah.
With fucking Random House, Penguin Random House. Huge,
I had no idea. I also thought, Gabe, when you said Munchenhausen by proxy, that was one word. There's two spaces.
Yes, that's three words total.
Three.
Space by space proxy.
Yeah.
God damn. I saw one of these videos on my timeline.
I did too.
I had no idea how old she was, but I just knew she was like a child. But she's, how old is she now?
That's a good question.
Dude, that's a crazy story.
Yeah. So
meets the guy. Guy stabs the mom. Mom dies. She goes to jail. And now she's out because they realize.
Me too.
Wow.
And now she's out because they realize her mom was a crazy one.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if you're dating this woman, you can never have a bad day.
No.
No. Oh, man, work's crazy. Oh, yeah?
You want to know what's crazy?
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know how old I was on my 12th grade birthday.
I've been in jail for 10 years for no goddamn reason.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad she's out.
Like, yeah, me too, yeah. Man.
It's just like, I hope she some kind of like a, I don't know like how she like has a normal life from here. Like,
yeah, not, well, like, you find, she's going to.
I think the book and the speaking, I think she can.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish her well, man. It's a fucking gnarly story. Like, that.
I knew only very, very surface level stuff. I thought she was the one that killed the mom.
No. Yeah. She had the boyfriend do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, all of this in 32 years is, I mean, what have I done in 32 years? Get verified on fucking TikTok? Who gives a shit? I have a cat. This girl has seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm very, very.
What did the mom look like? Or do I not want to see?
I think you could probably conjure in your brain.
Yeah.
Like a tub of mayonnaise, probably.
Yeah, so here's pictures. You can tell, like, again, like she thought. And so, the whole thing's really sad, man. Like,
yeah, this is really, really sad.
Wow.
She's looking great now, though, dude. She seems like she's, like, healthy and, like, smiling, you know? Fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, she went on Dancing with the Stars tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. She has a husband? Wait, what does the dude look like?
Oh, I didn't know she was
married. Oh, great.
She married him while in prison in 2020.
Great.
Wait, she's married to the guy?
No.
No. Well, I almost made me cry. I'm so happy that she is.
Well, her mom's name was Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Well,
Dee Dee dead.
I was late on that.
This is a nuts story.
Her husband is a teacher in Louisiana. They met in prison.
What?
I'm just saying, like.
Can you imagine him giving you an F on a test? Bitch!
I mean, there's.
How do you meet in prison, to be honest? Like, I guess he saw the story.
Oh, he was in prison too? Wait.
No. I mean, he probably saw the story and sent him a letter.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. This is what's crazy. The reason he sent the letter was because a coworker of his said they wanted to send a letter to Joe Exotic after watching Tiger King. And he said that if she writes Joe Exotic, he'll write Gypsy Rose.
Wait, they were in the same prison? No.
No. Huh? They're like friends. And like the friend was like, I'm going to send a letter to Joe Exotic.
Gypsy and Joe were friends?
No. So I'll paint it. So we're friends. We're fucking around, right? And then I'm like, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow, man? I'm going to send a letter to the guy in Tiger King.
Yeah.
And you have been watching the Gypsy Rose trial, like not now, but like when it was happening. And you had maybe you were like, oh, she's cute, or maybe I would like, she has like a nice soul. And you're like, hey, if you talk to me, you're like, hey, if you write Joe, then I'll write Gypsy. That's what happened. They have no relation. Like,
okay.
Gypsy and Tiger King have no
relation. I thought he was like catfish.
I mean, but that is a collab and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what a message to get in jail. You ever get a fucking hidden request DM in jail?
I mean, that's insane.
You have mail from who? He's a teacher. Oh, all right. What does he look like? And then I also want to see what the guy from the Christian website was on.
What's his name? Ryan Scott.
Wow,
Ryan
man.
Scott. Anderson.
Dude, this stuff is serious.
He looks nice, man. And that's all she needs. She needs like a firm foundation, just like a nice,
I don't know what I picture.
Man.
But they look like they share good kisses.
They look like they played Dungeons and Dragons together, and that's fucking sweet.
That was the original guy?
Wow. I mean, dude,
he was on a Christian website.
Yeah, he doesn't look great. But dude, I'm sure she was just happy to just talk to somebody else.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. At that point, like any You know what I mean?
Any human connection. Yeah.
How long is he doing in time?
So the boyfriend has is serving a life sentence.
Wow. This is insanely fascinating and very, very sad, but I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm just hopeful that she is happy.
Yeah, and ultimately, like, 32 years old, like, I mean, this is an insanely fucked up situation that I'm sure is going to stick with her forever, but, like, 32, you have a chance to start a new life and, like, you know, try to
make
something
of it. Yeah, and a good life from here on out. Yeah. I feel like she's going to have everything she didn't before.
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's, yeah, I mean, she probably already, I mean, brand deals out the wazoo, book, speaking tour, all of that, like, success doesn't take away from all, of, like, a life of pain. But she deserves that and
stuff
more.
Is deep. But I saw people making like memes about it before even. That's just how I get my news now is like memes.
Yeah,
but they weren't like mad memes. They were just like I don't even know.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, dude. When you first brought up the name, I mean, I even said it. I didn't know her name. So you said Gypsy Rose?
Yeah.
You said Gypsy Rose. It's like it sounds like a very attractive, you know. Stripper. I'll stop talking.
Well, guys, it's that time. You want to get into some Sock Talk Secret Sock?
Let's do
yes.
it.
Okay, we have a Sock Talk here today from Maddie who says, I just moved to a new city. How do I meet men in the wild?
Ooh.
I think a great way to do it is to pick like a hobby that you really like. Like if you like, you know, volleyball or dodgeball or something like active, sign up to like, your local basketball, whatever, and just like meet people like through a common activity. I think that's always like great versus like going to a place where like the whole vibe is to pick up people. Feels a bit contrived to me sometimes. So if you're just like hanging out at like a chess club or hanging out, whatever your, you know, whatever your hobby is, I think that's always like a nice place, especially in a new place. Cause not only you might be able to meet like a dude or whoever, get a date, you have like new friends. You instantly, not instantly, but you have like a commonality with like, you know, 25 people instantly.
Yeah. I also think you can just, if you are on dating apps, you can just ask them like, hey, I'm new in town. Where are the places to go? What's the cool thing?
Yeah.
What's the fun?
I see that a lot in LA. I mean, this is definitely a place where people move to a lot. So I see that a lot on dating apps, like new to LA, just trying to figure out the
vibe. Yeah. You don't even have to have them show you around if you don't want. You could literally just be like, hey, where are your top five favorite restaurants, bars? What's the wildest activity you've ever done here? Where are you skydiving? Those sky, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that really. But there's men out there.
Yeah.
They're out there, and some of them are willing to do crazy things, as we just learned.
Yeah, someone are going to just send letters to someone in jail.
You know where I think is the most underrated place to go pick up men in the wild?
Bookstore.
I was going to say bowling alley.
What type of men are you wanting this woman to get with?
Think
about it. There, if you're at a bowling alley, chances are, well, okay, like if you're not at the bowling alley on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're there because you care about sports. You have strong hands.
I'm in.
have something that you're passionate about. Like guys that go bowling generally, like they have their own bowling balls and stuff. So it's like they have a hobby. Mm-hmm. There's already like food and drinks there.
But just imagine some guy's about a bowl of 300. And you're like, hey, stud. He's like, the fuck out of here.
Plus, a lot of times, like they're on like bowling teams and shit, and those have like fun names, and they have their friends there. So
yeah.
Just don't count it out.
Bookstore underrated. I'm telling you, a bookstore or like a quiet coffee shop. My brother has reinvigorated my theories on picking up people in the wild. My brother will not get on a dating app. He goes to this coffee shop he likes and he like reads or does some work, whatever. And he just kind of keeps his eye out. And he just like, if he thinks that someone's like cute or like they get to talking about a specific book they're liking or whatever, like that's his like vibe.
Treats it like it's a dating app, like out in public, a girl walks in. He's like, no.
No.
I mean, that was next. That was a whole show on MTV.
All right, guys.
Yeah, in public, do it.
It's scary. I just want to say this real quick. It is so, 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 so scary, but it is, you can do it, and yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the secret sock.
Excuse me?
I thought you were talking about the secret sock.
Oh, no.
He was like, a secret sock. You're like, oh, it's scary.
Oh, sorry. No,
yes,
no.
Meeting new people fucking blows.
All right, guys.
But in a year from now, you'll be looking back. Like,
yeah, you'll feel comfortable in the place. It'll be great.
All right, secret sock, guys. Anonymous submission. This says, this is messed up. I just got back from my honeymoon and I did not have sex once.
Damn. Wow. So that's just a moon. Hold on. What? Well, where did you go?
I need
Kuwait.
I need more context.
I need more context. I mean,
dude, imagine being blue balled, flying back from Turks and Caicos. I mean, I'm going Mile High Club with my left hand immediately on that Delta flight.
Dude, I'm looking at her ring and saying, give it back.
I mean, man.
No, I need more context. We're fucking around. I need a little more context. I mean, maybe they were like, fight. Like, if it was like a normal thing and everything was happy-go-lucky.
Supposed to be like.
That's where he has to have fucked. Like, that's I know what I mean, he's, he wrote mean. In, he's listening, we love you. You probably fucked up. Like, she should be so, she's.
But I'm saying I need more context because if it was like a happy-go-lucky Turks and Caicos, whatever, and you're there for a week and you just like every night she's like, oh, I have a headache, oh, I'm tired. Then okay, then what's happening? But like if some like wild thing fighting or something happened at the wedding that carried over.
How
or
long
something.
Were they there? Because if they're only there for like 24 hours, they should be like, I don't give a fuck. We can fuck the rest of our lives. We got to pack in all the tourist events and we got to do this. And
sure.
Listen. That would be the only thing on my mind. We would be having breakfast and be like, dude, you want to go tandem bike riding? I want to go on a
single bike. Me and you. Sit on my lap.
Yeah, that's got to be interesting.
I keep picturing that the guy that wrote in is the guy that did the wedding vows in the TikTok we watched last week. Remember the guy
that
guy was not getting laid on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Someone might have gotten carried over from the wedding.
Yeah.
Dude, and I'm not saying you did anything. It might have just been whatever. But like,
imagine they got the honeymoon suite and everything.
Yeah, imagine if they have a fucking hot tub in the shape of a heart. Drink my bath water.
And he's just in there jerking off. Salt burn.
We did it together.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
What would you do? You 3 days.
Murder.
On the dance floor.
Save me. Okay, sorry. I didn't let you walk me through it. Go ahead.
I guess you're in this position. Let's say you're going to Hawaii for 3 days. You hate Hawaii. You're wrong. We're going. It's the best place in the world.
It's awful.
You're an idiot.
Oh, good. There's pineapple. Shut up.
They got coconuts. Coconut oil.
I'm in.
Hawaii is the greatest place on earth.
Yeah, totally.
You're there.
Yep.
3 days.
Okay.
Honeymoon.
Yep.
You're in love.
Yeah.
You said I do.
I was happy about it.
You signed a check for $72,000
for
a wedding. Pot roast. I don't fucking know. The wedding. You went through the whole wedding, the rigmarole.
Yeah.
You love that word.
I love his favorite.
And you're there. And it's like, you know, the first night you're like, oh, whatever, we're traveling, we're tired. Second night, oh, I'm still full from dinner. Third night, you start to like.
Here's an Imodium.
A what?
An Imodium. I'm full. Here's an Imodium.
Is that the shit?
Enema? It's like for gas.
Oh. Yeah. And you like put a hand on her like, and, oh, what are we trying to, you know, your little cutesy, start kissing on the neck. Yeah. She's all about it. And then she's like, not tonight.
I mean, listen, man. Listen. No, I'm being serious. Okay, so I have two sides. If you're not in the mood or whatever, I'm not going to be pissed. But at the same time, like, isn't this sort of half the reason why we're here? I'm trying to come in Hawaii. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, like, real answer?
I would be like, no, but you know
what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would literally be like, we need to have like a discussion. Like, what's wrong? This doesn't seem.
Yeah, we just got married. We're supposed to be like the most loving.
But,
like,
yeah,
right?
But
is
also like,
okay?
Yes, but also like if you're. Specifically me, like, I'm most likely going to marry.
I brought the sex pillow.
That's what I mean. Like, you'll see, this is exactly what I mean. Like, I'm probably
going to. The cock ring is on the charger.
I mean, literally, they're on me right now. That's why I keep going, ugh. But I'm probably going to marry someone, like, with a high sex drive. So it's going to be an oddity if we're there. So something's wrong.
Right.
Right. So it's not this. So I'm going to be like, what is it okay? Like, do you want to. You know,
I would love to interview this guy. Was he making moves? How long were they there? Where did they go?
Well, that's also because
you take her to Albuquerque. Ain't nobody fucking there. Actually, I think they do fuck more there.
Yeah. If he's like, you know where we're going? David's Bridal. What are we talking about? Yeah, you know what I mean? Wow. That's what I'm saying. Something happened there.
That's tough, man. But hey, it happens. And nobody's in the wrong there.
Well, no, you are right. No one's in the wrong. But the wrong thing, the thing that didn't happen that should have happened was some type of communication.
Like communication, because now they're both in their head. Maybe she's like, why didn't he make a move? And then you're like, why did you fucking talk? And then you're just both.
Yeah. Frustrated.
Yeah.
Dude, the plane ride home.
Turbulence, I'm coming.
Yeah, well, the plan we're home, you know, the person, she's like, how are you? How am I? How am I?
I'm one backed sneeze up. Away from putting nuts back on an airplane. Oh.
These jeans are too tight. I came.
Wow, that's, you know, but hey.
Life, man. You know what? Hey, life. That's why God gave you two hands.
And a foot. Two of them. God. That's a podcast. Happy 2024.
Guys.
Thank you for an amazing 2023. I don't know if we even got to say it last time. Well, yeah. We had Riley on. We had Riley Reed on last episode. Go listen. She's so funny. So charismatic. She popped out on my birthday as a surprise guest. Oh, yeah. Hilarious. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's I echo all those, and we really, really appreciate your support as always. And that is a podcast, and we love you guys. And yeah, come see Mr. Wallace or Mr. Boston on tour. And if you're not a part of the Stiff Socks Plus or Patreon, definitely go sign up, tell a friend, and we love you. Till next mother freaking Wednesday. Got a big old dick.